Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Time is running out for Congress to pass legislation that would raise the nation's borrowing limit. Lawmakers went home for the Memorial Day weekend without striking a deal to avert a government default. More from NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Democrats took to the House floor on Thursday to lambast Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans for sending lawmakers home for the weekend without a deal to avert a default. Democratic House Whip Catherine Clark struck an urgent tone with her Republican counterparts.
It's the American people who will suffer. Teachers, seniors, kids, families, veterans, the hungry, the sick. To my Republican colleagues this Memorial weekend, it is time to be a patriot.
Both Speaker McCarthy and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have asked members to be on notice to return to the Capitol over the holiday should lawmakers reach an agreement. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is sharply limiting which U.S. waterways get federal protection. As NPR's Nathan Rock reports, the decision could have major repercussions for the nation's wetlands.
For decades, politicians, lawyers, and interest groups have argued about the scope of the Clean Water Act, which waterways the landmark law actually protects. A federally protected waterway means more paperwork and roadblocks for an industry or developer looking to build or pollute. On Thursday, the Supreme Court sided with private landowners in Idaho who wanted to develop, building a home near a lake, but were stopped by federal law. As a result, now many wetland areas in the country, places that clean water, provide habitat for wildlife, and help manage floods, will no longer be protected under federal law. The Supreme Court's decision is a major victory for industry and developers across the country. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko says that Russia has begun deploying tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Moscow has signed a deal to station warheads at a special facility hosted by its close ally. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. strongly condemns that agreement.
It's the latest example of irresponsible behavior that we have seen from Russia since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine over a year ago. As we have made clear, the use of chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons in this conflict would be met with severe consequences. But in response to this report, I will just add we have seen no reason to adjust our strategic nuclear posture or any indications that Russia is preparing to use a nuclear weapon.
Meanwhile, a private military contractor says his forces are leaving Bakhmut and handing control of the battered eastern Ukrainian city over to the Russian military. U.S. futures are lower in pre-market trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy. Co-defendant Kelly Meigs received a 12-year sentence for his conviction of the same charge. Meigs heads the Florida chapter of the anti-government group. In Indianola, Mississippi, some residents are demanding the release of police body cam footage from a violent domestic call. 11-year-old Adarian Murray called police, fearing his mother was being harmed. The responding officer shot the boy in the chest. Four men detained in Spain for alleged hate crimes against a Brazilian soccer star have been released on bail. The response by Spanish officials following multiple incidents of racial abuse against the black forward is being watched closely in Brazil. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more from Rio de Janeiro.
The four men are accused of hanging a black effigy of Vinicius Jr. from a bridge. Vinny Jr., as he's known, plays for the Spanish Football League team, Real Madrid. The effigy was the latest attack against Vinny Jr., one of the team's highest scorers. Last Sunday, fans yelled insults at the forward, repeatedly calling him a monkey. Brazil's president expressed his outrage over the treatment and urged Spanish officials to take action. The Spanish Soccer League and FIFA have been criticized for slow reaction to racism. During a Wednesday game, banners of support for Vini Jr. were raised, and at the 20-minute mark, the entire stadium applauded for the 22-year-old, who wears the number 20. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
U.S. futures are lower in pre-market trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mostly higher, but down nearly 2% in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.